the basic disquiet in this whole thing has really been a disagreement between President Zuma and the Deputy Chief Justice. And the root cause of the problem is simply that President Zuma believed that because of their past history, the Deputy Chief Justice will not be neutral in giving President Zuma audience as he participates in the commission. Now, the Deputy Chief Justice had a different view that no, that can be the issue. And he submitted, he proposed an affidavit to that effect. So now what we then have is two affidavits. President Zuma's affidavit saying our friendship, our background takes away your objectivity and neutrality. And DJ Zondo putting his own affidavit on the table saying, no, there's no such a thing. Whatever relationship we had in the past cannot be elevated to make me lose neutrality.
But others are also saying that the former president appeared to elevate himself above the law and that he felt too big to subject himself to the commission that has powers to investigate state capture. And that is why he's in the position he is in now. How do you respond to that?
There is no truth that he thinks is above the law. He subjected himself to processes. And when that did not work, he again followed processes in terms of going to court to submit his application for the province. All of that means this is a person who is putting faith and confidence in the legal system of the country, which now has failed. The Constitutional Court, now here are the issues that show that the legal system is not favoring President Zuma and without being very objective. Firstly, the Constitutional Court, the highest court in the land, has turned down numerous applications of direct access, even when life was involved, even when people were murdered. We've got, I can give you an example, one Cossack guy at Alexandra here was murdered by the soldiers. When that case was brought to the Constitutional Court, it was thrown out and sent back to the High Court. But when they get an application of a contempt of court for some reason, then they accept this, then they give direct access. And in fact, Deputy Chief Justice Zondo has been to the Constitutional Court at least twice in about 2 months, a place where others, when they go there with serious cases, they sometimes take 6 months to get access, and when they get there, they get checked out. That's the first thing. Then the next thing, in terms of the emotion and everything, the first thing that President Zuma's point is making is that if you have the Constitutional Court judges, in their own judgment, they are saying that President Zuma has been insulting the court and all of that. So in other words, you are sitting there with an angry panel of judges that think that their institution has been attacked. So what that means is that you are now having a case adjudicated by an aggrieved panel because they think that you are undermining their institution.
The court has ordered the president to submit himself on Sunday lunchtime, South African time. Is he going to abide by the ruling, if I may ask you?
The lawyers are working on that whole issue, and they will advise what is the right way to do. At this point, they are still busy with it. There is no decision on that matter as far as that's concerned.
What is the former president's reaction to this? Because some of his supporters are saying these are politically motivated. Others are saying, no, it's the due process and he's having his day and that this is the process that has to be carried out. It's being carried out transparently. How do you respond to that?
In South Africa, in apartheid days, we had something that was called detention without trial. Now in a democracy, we've got incarceration without trial. We've got imprisonment without trial. Now, what kind of democracy is that, where a person gets imprisoned without trial? This is what it is. The civil case, we moved from a motion court into incarceration without a trial in between. What kind of justice system is that, other than the fact that this is a whole a political conspiracy that is meant to just plunge the man because of what he stands for? That is the problem. There is no objective evidence to show that justice is being carried out here. We just have an agenda that is being pushed by hook or by crook.